All right, so we move on. We are on Dav Vav Amid Beis. We are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 12 lines in the bottom of the Amid. Last word in the line, Ahu Mavi Akin. Thank you. Okay, so let's just remind ourselves where we're holding. We saw yesterday a Braisa. We saw the Braisa on Dav Vav Amid Aleph. And we modified slightly the Braisa on Vav Amid Beis. The Braisa on Vav Amid Aleph quoted a machlekes between the Tanna Kamma and Hananya. And I'm just going to say over the shittas of the Braisa according to the Maskan of the Gemara. The Braisa said, Tanna Rabbanan Ketzid Ma'arvin Derech Hushus Derech Mabi Mefolish. The Braisa originally said Derech Hushus Arabin, and we amended it to Ketzid Ma'arvin Mavois Hamafulashin Lurishus Harabin. Meaning to say you have a Mavoi, it's open on both sides to a Rishus Harabin. And the Braisa says, how does one fix up? How does one matter tiltal in a Mavoi, which is Mafulish, to the Rishus Harabin? So the Tanakhama said, you do a Tzuras HaPesach on one side of the Mavoi, you do a Lechi or a Kaira on the other side of the Mavoi, and you're okay. Hananya said, Bedas Beis Hillel, that you have a Delos on one side, and you have a Lechi and a Kira on the other side. And that was the Machlekes between the Tanna Kamma and Hananya. Then we had a discussion as to how do we paskin. So we said that Rav says that we paskin like the Tanna Kamma, and Shmuel says that we paskin like Hananya. So, says the Gemara now, by us, on Vav Amid Beis, says the Gemara, Hu Mavi Akum Dahavi B'Nahardo. So there was a Mavi Akum in Nahardo. So Rashi says over here, that when we say Mavi Akum, Rashi says, Shnei Psachav Mufulashim L'Rishus Arabim Achas, Kegoin Zeh. So Rashi has a diagram of what this Mavi Akum looks like. So in other words, it looks like a Ches. For those of you who don't have the diagrams in front of you, so it looks like this example over here. So we have a Mavi Akum which looks like a Ches. So you have, here you have the Chatzeris on either side. You have a Mavi over here, which opens the Rishus Harabim, and here it's Akum. And it opens the Rishus Harabim over here. So, it says, Gemara, Mavi Akum, Dehavi bin Arda, Ramu Alei Chumrei de Rav, Chumrei de Shmuel. So what did the Bnei Nahardo do? And the assumption of the Gemara the whole time is that the Bnei Nahardo were not Ami Ha'aretz, just foolish people who made mistakes, but there was some logic, there was some reason to what they were doing. And what do? They gave them the Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel. Va'atzrachuhu delosais, and therefore they required a delos, meaning Chumra de Rav, the Amar Terase Kimafulish. Remember we had a Machlekes. If you have a Mavi Mafulish, and a Mavi Akim, excuse me. Rav says a Mavi Akim is treated like it is Mafulish, and there is a requirement to fix it up. You need to fix it up, you need to have the Tzuras HaPesach, Rashi learned, in the place of the Akimimus. That was the Rashi Shita. The Rashi said over here in the bend, you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach, and then you need to have a Lechi on either side, the side which goes by the Rishus HaRabim. So we said, they placed the Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel. They required a Delis, Chumrei de Rav, the Amar Tirasik and Mefulish. They were machmer like Rav, who says we treat a Mavui Akum as if it is Mefulish. Freg the Gemara, 1 second, Vahama Rav Halacha Ketana Kama. But didn't Rav say by this case that we pass me like the Tanna Kamma, who says all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi? You don't require a Delis. So why over here in this Mavi Akum did they require a Delis? So on that says the Gemara, Kishmuel, because they are machmir like Shmuel, the Omar, halacha kechananya, that Shmuel says, in this machlekes of a mobli which opens up to a rishus harabim, we pass him like Hananya in Beis Hillel, who requires idelis. Freg the Gemara, va'amai Shmuel, terase kisosim. But Shmuel Shuta, in a case of a mavi akum, is that we treat it as if it is sosim. And there is no such requirement to have such a level of tikkun. And that says the Gemara, kirav. The Omar terase kimafulish. We're machmir like Rav, who says that we treat it as if it is mafulish. So the Gemara is saying that the Bnei Nahardoa were machmir latan or latan. Meaning you have a mavi which is akum. Rav is the machmir shita, who says that if you have a mavi akum, we treat it as if it's mafulish, and it requires a higher level of tikkun. I've read the Gemara, but to the extent that the Bnei Nahardoa are following the psak of Rav, didn't Rav say we paskin like the Tanakam of Hananya, which says you only require a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't require a Delis? And that they say they paskin like Shmuel, who says that we paskin like Hananya in Beis Hillel. Oh yeah, if they're going like Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say that we treat a Mavi Akum as if it's Sosim? And that we say they're going like Rav. So they're Machmir Lakan Ulakan. So, Freg the Gemara Kasho, me, Abdin and Ketrei Chumri, is it appropriate for a person to go and to be Machmir Lakan Ulakan, to do like two different types of Chumras? Well, Tanya, Leila Malacha Gebeis Hillel, really, the Malacha always follows Beis Hillel. Varitz, alas, is Kedivri Beis Shammai Oisa, but if one wants to follow Beis Shammai, one may do so. The Gemara Minute is going to ask, that itself is a stira. But leaving that aside for a minute, the Brisa continues, and the Brisa says, Kedivri Beis Hillel Oisa, if a person wants to do, we said himself, Varitz, alas, is Kedivri Beis Shammai Oisa, Kedivri Beis Hillel Oisa, Mikula Beis Shammai, Mikula Beis Hillel, but if a person wants to grab onto the coolers of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that you may not do, that you are considered to be a Rasha. Mechumre Beis Shammai, Mechumre Beis Hillel, Olav HaKasav, Emrakseel, Mechayel, Bechay Shechaylech. And if a person goes like the Chumras of both, you are a fool walking in the dark. Ela, Ike Beis Shammai, Kikulein, Ukechumrein. Ike Beis Hillel, Kikulein, Ukechumrein. So you have to be consistent in your psak. You cannot be machmir lakan or lakan. You cannot be mekel lakan or lakan. You must be consistent. So frag the Gemara Kasha, one second, but the brisa doesn't make any sense. And as we know, whenever we quote a brisa and then we say haguf akasha, where we show an implicit difficulty in the brisa, then ultimately what the Gemara means to say is, who's to say that this Brice is authoritative, that we're able to rely on it? I mean, to the extent that there's a stira min eyuvei, one may not rely on this Brice at all. So says the Gemara, Gufakasha, Amris, you said, la'oilam alacha gebeis hillel. But the psak is always like Beis Hillel. The Hadar Amris, and then the next breath, you said, areitz alas is kedivrei Beis Shammai oisa. So what does that mean? And that we say like Asher, kan kedem baskel, kan la'acher baskel. We're going to have this famous Gemara later on in Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says that even though there was this long-standing machlekes in the Sham and Beis Hillel, eventually there was a baskel which says elav elav divrei elokim chayim halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. So when the Braisa says if you want to go like Beis Shammai, you may. That was before the baskel. But post-Baskel, then we say, La'olam alacha kebeis hillel. And as we've seen, the Gemara says, Beishamai kebevachim beis hillel ain't a mishnah, meaning it's so poshut that we pass him like beis hillel after the kaf, that it's considered to be like a stam mishnah, meaning we don't consider the sheet of Beishamai at all. So that's what it means. Meaning once there was a Baskel, then we no longer listen to Beishamai. There is a thesis over here which famous taste. This taste that says in the name of Maishnah, the Likai Malon, Kabasko, the Rebbe Eliezer, the Hazov, meaning there was the famous Maisa where Rebbe Eliezer was arguing with the Chachamim, and the Baskel came down and said, Malachem Eitzel Rebbe Eliezer Shalacha Kamaisi B'chol Mokim. Why is it that you are going and disagreeing with Rebbe Eliezer? Well, you always pass him like Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Amar Bishua Rav, Lava Amar Leba Shemayimi. Terah is not in Shemayim, Terah was given to us. So there we don't listen to the Baskel, and here we do. As they break Tesis, Vieshlem, Tesis says, the Baskel came down really out of honor and respect and in deference to Rebbe Eliezer. So that's not like a proper Baskel. That's the first tense. Because the Baskel was going against a pre-existing Torah concept, namely, Achrei Rabbi Mlahatis. Achrei Rabbi Mlahatis. They themselves were the roiv, so therefore the Baskel was going in tune with the normal standard Torah protocol that you follow the roiv. They were sharper than Beis Hillel, so maybe there was a tzad to say that you don't follow the majority if the other ones are harif tvei. And so on. So that those are the two basic answers which Tesis gives. Al Kabanim. So going back to the Gemara, so we said that's one answer which we said that one is before the Baskel, one is after the Baskel. Vibi Seima Havahal Acher Baskel. Really, both of them are going La Acher the Baskel. So how do we resolve these two conflicting statements? Rabbi Yeshua, he delayed mashkech b'baskel. So when the Brisa says la'olam halacha gebeis Hillel, that is going like Rabbi Yeshua, who says we never listen to the Baskel. Rabbi Yeshua was the one who said that statement against Rabbi Eliezer over there in Bom Metzion. Liboseima hachika amar. Oh, we'll see pshat like this. Hachika amar. Meaning in situations where you find the machlekes tanoim or a machlekes amaroyim, like we find over here, loy levad kikule demar v'chikule demar. You're not able to hop onto the coolers of both of them. Loy v'chomri demar v'chikomri demar. Ella oy kikuli demar ukachomre avid oy kikuli demar ukachomre avid, or you do like the kulas of both, or you do like the chumras of both. Let's just see this Rashi in the top line. Vibay seima. Rashi says haritza lasis diktani. That which it says haritza lasis kedivri beishamai haritza lasis diktani lav beishamai beisil daf genoket. It's not going specifically on this particular Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Malkarchuk Beis Hillel Vaylemer, but one has to do like Beis Hillel. It just means more of a general instruction, meaning Ella. Aplug to the Shar Tanoi Ba'al Makoi, the Bligi Ba'al Mabishar Mili, Kigoin Ela Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, meaning similar to what you find by the Machlekesim, or some of the Yerse Ke'ein. The Machlek is Bishamay Bishilal. If you find other Tanoim which argue in a similar vein, Kolaymak Yech, the Pligi Bishamay Zilal, Bedevi Machlekosin, so too, when it comes to other Tanoim, if you have a Machlek is between, Rabbi Tarfin and Rabbi Shmuel, so then be consistent and you should pass them like one all the way through. But in a Hanami, one is not entitled to go like Beis Shammai to the extent that the Brisa says La'olam Yasa Adam La'olam the halach is like Beis Hillel. Al Kopanim, we're back to our Kasha, says the Gemara Mikol Makim Kasha, meaning to say that what happened over here in this, there was this Mavoi Akam in Narda, and again we said that they were Machmir, and they were Mahmud to require Delosis, to require Delis, meaning they were Mahmud like Rav to say we treat it like it's Mufulish. I Rav is Makel to say you only need a Tirsa Pesach, but they went like Shmuel who says you need a Delis. Hai Shmuel says it's awesome, but they went like Rav. So Lamaisa, you are doing two chumras. You're not being consistent. So we call Makim Kasha, says the Gemara of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Kulei Karav Avdua. Really, they were consistent. And really, they went like Rav all the way. Why the Amr of Unamarav Halacha Ve'ein Meirin Kein? Meaning, if you look at Rashi, 6-7 lines down, really, you're right. Halacha is like the Tanakhama. However, Ein Meirin Kein, but we don't want to teach people and instruct people practically to be makel, to say that you only need a Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi if you have a Mavi Mefulish to two Rishus HaRabims. No, we don't want people to be so makel practically. Ella, Kechananya, the boy to law says, but rather we're going to say like Hananya, who requires a Delis on one side. So therefore, really, that is what Rav practically would instruct people. You know, sometimes there's halacha of meirin kein, sometimes it's halacha of ein meirin kein. So Rav Shita conceptually was like the Tanakhama, but practically he would paskin and he would tell people to be machmer like Hananya, like Beis Hillel, that there's a requirement of a delis.
We find in
many places halacha and halacha lamaisa. You find it many times in svarim of the Rishonim and Achronim. They say, Al Kain nirali la halacha avaloy lemaisa. It would appear to me, based on my understanding of the sugya, that one should say X. But for various reasons, I am nervous to actually pask an X, and therefore I would like to play it safe, and lemaisa I will tell people to do the following. I recall off the top of my head a lashon of the Avnei Nezer. But Avni Nezer says that he's speaking about a person moving to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Al kein nirali la halacha avaloy lemaisa, that it's also for a person to move to Eretz Yisrael unless they are planning on being mekadish themselves to a higher degree. Because moving to Eretz Yisrael is moving into the king's bedroom. And if you're moving into the king's bedroom, the behavior which you have has to be that much more higher. It's got to be that much more kadesh and tahar. So he says, what appears to me from learning the sugya lahalach is that it's also to move there to Israel, unless you're planning on upping the game. Whether or not I would actually tell a person it's also for you to go to Eretz Israel, I don't know if I would say that, you know. So you do find that in many places, that type of a concept.
The whole of Shabbos we learned as a tzuras and melachos kala. Here, from this sugya, we see that we then don't have, we're machmir.
Well, I mean, like, there are many cases in Hitzah that we're machmir also. There are many cases.
Shabbos always said that a tzuras and melachos kala, no?
Yeah, no, we did say it's a melacha gerua. But the fact that Hitzah is a melacha gerua doesn't mean, for instance, sometimes the Gemara says in a few places, Halacha kedivri hameko, let's say, be'evel. In Shailas of Avelis, the Gemara says, Halacha kedivri hameko. Or we saw in Masech HaShabbos, then we saw in Brachas, Kol hamekel ba'aretz, Halacha kemoyse b'chutz la'aretz, legabi arla, and legabi certain dvarim, which is tali on the land. So there's an official klal. The klal is that we're mekel. There is no such klal by Hitzah that we're makel. You're right. We found in the Rishonim a concept that it's a malacha grua, but there's no klal in the Gemara which says, therefore you're makel. That we did not see.
Isn't there one shita that the Mashiach comes with Pascha and Shabbat?
There is such a day on. Mm-hmm. Correct. So it says the Gemara.
Bring it down.
I'm sorry?
Bring it down.
No. That's not brought in the Gemara. No. Good. Good. I'll go on. It says the Gemara. So again, Amar Nachma Yitzakula for Rav Avdua. Really, they're going like Rav. Really, the Psak follows Rav. And the Amar of Hunam Rav. Halacha in Ham. He says the Halacha is like the Tanakama. However, Ein Meirin Kain. Rav would not be so Mekel Lamaisa, but rather would be Mahmoud Chananya Bedas Beis Hillel. That there's a requirement of a door on one side of the Mavu. Frag the Gemara, Ula Ravada Barava Amar Rav, but according to Ravada Barava is Mesoira, the Shem Rav, the Amar Halacha, Umayrin Kain. He says that no, Rav was willing to put his money where his mouth was, so to speak, meaning he was happy to pass in Halacha, Ula Maisa, like the Tanakama, which, remember, means like a big kula. So to pass connect the Tanakama, if you have a Mavim, a foolish, to a Rosh Hashanah on both sides, they say all you need is a Tzur Sapes Chamikan and a Lechia Keramikan, that's a Kula. According to Rav Abba, who says, Rav says, the Allah is like the Tanakama, it's Allah Umayrin Kain. So my Ikalameim, so it does appear to be a Stira. So says the Gemara, very interesting, you say this to Kadim. So we're back to our original question. It appears to be a Stira. The Bnei Nahada were Machmir, that they treated it like a Mavim of Foolish, which is Rav Shita. I Rav Paskin's like the Tanakama, which doesn't require a Delis. Terit says they Paskin like Shmuel, who says you go like Beis Hillel. I Shmuel says it's a Mavim Sassim, they Paskin like Rav. So these are conflicting, opposing, contradictory Psakim. So we're back to our original Kasha. Amr of Shizvi, very interesting. Ki layavdin and kachomri de betray. When do we not pass connect the chumras of two? When do we not pass connect the chumras of two? Heicha de sastri ahadadi. In a case where they are actually contradictory. What the Gemara is going to say, we'll see what this means in a second, like if you kind of skip four or five lines just to kind of get the flow. Then in a case where they're not contradictory, then we will paskin, you are allowed to paskin like two different shitas. To the extent that there is no contradiction, you are allowed to do so. So let's see this again inside. Says Rav Shizvi. Amr Rav Shizvi, Kilav Din, Kachomri de Beitrei. When will we not pass in like the Chomris of both? Heicha de Sastri Adadi. Meaning to say, if they are mutually exclusive. If you're going to be Machmir, Lakan or Lakan, in case A, you're going to be Machmir like Shita 1, and in case B, you're going to be Machmir like Shita 2, and those two opinions, by definition, are mutually exclusive, so then that's just ridiculous. That's an unintelligible type of mahalach. What is the example? Does not. We learned in a Mishnah in Ahalis. Now we know that if you have, let's say, an entire skeleton, or you have a skull, so there will be tumas oihel. You have the entire skeleton, or a skull, there will be tumas oihel. What about if some of the skeleton has gone missing? Some of the vertebrae have gone missing. Some of the skull is gone missing. So then, there will not be tumas oihel. So the question is, what is considered to be a chisaron? What is considered to be a lack, so that I no longer have a skull, or I no longer have the vertebrae, in which case there will no longer be tumas oihel. So the din is, what is considered to be a chisaron? Now, we're going to see that there's going to be two applications to this din. There's going to be one application in the case which we just mentioned, meaning to say, if there is whatever is halachically deemed a chisaron, there's no tumas oihel. That's going to be one application. There's going to be another application of this, that if there is a chisaron, then let's say the animal is considered to be a trefa. If it's missing a section of its vertebrae, it's missing a section of its skull, it's considered to be a trefa. So at what stage do you halachically deem something, the skeleton or the skull, to be chaser, application legabi tuma, application legabi treifas. So says the Gemara. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Perek Beis of Olai Sashidra Vagul Goyles Shechasro. If they are lacking, then there will not be Tumas Oyhel. Vekama Hisara and Mishidra, what is considered to be a lack in the Shidra? Besham I say, Shtei Cholyos, if there's two rings, two vertebrae missing, will be Sil Oyrim Cholya Achas. Besil will say, if there's one. So let's stop and examine that for a second. Meaning, if there's two, if there are two chulyos, two segments missing, according to Beis Shammai, then there is no tumas oil. Meaning, you have to remove two in order for there not to be tumas oil. But if you only remove one, there still will be tumas oil. Whereas Beis Hillel is makel to say, once one is missing, there's no longer a tumas oil. So in this first case, meaning that which Beis Shammai deems a chisaron, meaning two chulyos, two segments, it's going to come out a chumra and tumas oyel. Before seeing the Gemara Vital, let's just speak it out ourselves. So let's take those shitas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and now let's talk it through legabi treifas. If Beis Shammai say only if two segments, two chulyos are missing, is it deemed the chisaron? It follows that Beis Shammai would say only if two chulyos are missing is the animal a treifa. But if only one chulya is missing, Beis Shammai will be makel to say it's not a treifa. But according to Beis Hillel, who said if even one chulya is missing, if one is missing, there's not going to be tumas oyel. He was makel to say that is considered to be a chisaron, and therefore there is no tumas oyel, so it's a chisaron, so therefore it's going to come out a chumra in Hilchos Treifas, that if one chuli is missing, the animal is treif. So whatever, whichever way, if you make up your mind, you want to say that one chulya is considered to be a chisaron, you've got to see it through all the way. You want to say two is a chisaron, you have to follow through. You cannot, by definition, be meko or be machmir, mikan lekan. You cannot be machmir like Beis Shammai, and then be machmir treifas the other way. It just doesn't make sense, because the crux of these two dinim, the point, it's misseviv around the same nakuda. And therefore, being machmir lekan lekan, by definition, is mutually exclusive. So that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, tamach is some mishad v'shamay mishdei cholis b'salemim choliachas. Ooh, begul goyles, what about in the skull? B'shamay say, kimloy makadeach, like the size of like a, almost like a something which you would use to drill, some type of a bit, some type of a thing which you would use to make a, to bore a hole. That is considered to be a chisaron. The amount needed, which if you were to remove from a live person, the person would die. They would have the exact same machlokes legabe treifas also. They would have the exact same shitas. And therefore, if you're going to be machmir like Beis Shammai when it comes to tumas oyel and say that if one chulya is removed, it this still is tumas oyel, i.e. it's not a chisaron. So if one chulya is removed from the animal, it's not a treifa. So if you're machmir in tumas oyel in Beis Shammai, you must be makel in treifa. If you're makel in tumas oyel like Beis Hillel, you must be machmir when it comes to treifas. You cannot be machmir in both cases because it's mutually exclusive. So that would be a case where you would not be entitled to be a machmir lakan lakan. Avol heicha, says the Gemara, doi sasri hadadi avdinan. But in a situation, in a case where they are not mutually exclusive, so then you're allowed to be machmir lakan lakan. You're allowed to be machmir according to both. According to some opinions, they say also you can be makel lakan if they're not mutually exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive, and there's reason to be makel over here, there's reason to be makel over here. You could also, we're not saying that you're only allowed to be machmir lekan lekan, you're not allowed to be makel lekan lekan. The main point is that there shouldn't be an impossibility in your hanhaga, meaning a machmir, but that's mutually exclusive, but it's incomprehensible, doesn't make any sense. As long as it's not a steer, you can do it. Now let's see one Rashi over here. Rashi towards the middle of the page. Rashi says, Avo Hecha Dalai Sastri. Sastri Khumrana Dadis at Rashi Gegan Hacha the Pligi betray Mili, the Italian betray Taimi. They argue about two things which are dependent on two reasons. Mar Mahmir Baha Akum Umar Mahme Bahaba Mufolish. One is Mahme how you treat a Mavi Akum, one is Mahme how you treat a Mavi Mufolish, Balisastran Humriya Dadi, and the two Humras are not mutually exclusive. If so, Abdinan. Therefore you are able to do so. So that is the way we have resolved this apparent inconsistency. Fragdi Gemara Kasha, Masiv Rav Nesharsha, Maisiv Rav Akiva, Shalikit Esrege, Be'achav Deshvat. V'nohag by Beis Isurin. Rav Akiva, he gathered an Esreg on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now we know we have Machlekes V'shame Beis Hillel. When is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis? V'shame say Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And they still say two Bishvat. Now, when we say Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis, so the question is, we know that in the Shemitah cycle, different maestros, different matonis, are noyeg in different years. We know in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, in addition to obviously Truma Gedolah and Maaser Rishon, there's Maaser Sheni. 10% has to be taken up to Yerushalayim. Whereas in the third and sixth year, instead of Maisa Sheni, it's Maisa Ani. So depending on whether or not when you consider it to be the Rosh Hashanah of Ilanes, you can make an afkamina. Am I, let's say, in the second year of the Shemitah cycle? Or am I in the third year of the Shemitah cycle? Do I have to give Maisa Sheni? Do I need to give Maisa Ani? So what was the Maisa? The Maisa Rabbi Kiva Shalikad Esri Be'achav Deshvat. V'nohag boi beiz yisurin. Echad k'divei beiz shamev, echad k'divei beiz hilal. Now, I mean, it's either, which one is Rosh Hashanah? Either this one is Rosh Hashanah, and that one is Rosh Hashanah. If you're giving Maisa Sheni, it must be that you consider this to be the second year of the Shemitah cycle. If you're giving Maisa Ani, it must be that you consider this to be the third year of the Shemitah cycle. If it's the third year, it's not the second year. If it's the second year, it's not the third year. So how is it possible to do this? So on that we say that Rebbe Akiva Gomre is estatically. I mean, Rebbe Akiva learnt, but then he had a suffix. He had a suffix exactly what his shita was, how he learnt. The layada ibe sil mahab b'shvat amar, ibe hamis b'shvat amar, or what meaning was b'sil the one of the first, or shchedish, was it the 15th? And he had a suffix, v'aved hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. And being that it was a case where he was unable to be mevar, the Moshe Ritva says that Rav Akiva was not able to be mevar the MS. He says someone who's able to be mevar, who the halacha follows, and he's not mevarer, so then that's considered to be that you're a ksil. I mean, you are doing something which is contradictory. You're doing something which does not make sense. You're doing something which your hanhagas are mutually exclusive. So if you are stuck and you genuinely don't know what to do, okay, then like Rav Akiva did, you can do it. But otherwise, it's not the type of thing which a person can do if you're able to ask and find out. You know, maybe just to mention one thing on this, you know, there is a great discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim as to what year of the Shemitah cycle we are in. Meaning, ultimately, was the bias Charuv Bishnas HaShemitah, or was the bias Charuv Motzoi Shmita. And therefore, there's going to be big shilas and nafkaminas as to when is the Shmita year. I think they say, if I'm not mistaken, that the Gro, I mean, we know that the Gro very much, you know, wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he tried to go to Eretz Yisrael, and I think they say that one of the reasons why he hesitated was because he wasn't sure whether or not we pass in like Rashi Udi'ime, or like the Rambam Udi'ime, as to when is the Shemitah year. And for people who wanted to be Machmir Lakan or Lakan, it would involve a tremendous hardship of having two consecutive years of keeping Shemitah, which was a very difficult thing to do in those days. But there's a very interesting Maisa. In the year Hey Alofim Shin Mem, so, you know, 440 years ago, in Tzfas, there were some individuals who decided to be Machmir for Shitas Rashi. And a Chayram was placed against them, that you are going against the Minhag HaMekubal, and the Minhag HaMekubal was to go and be Noeg like Rambam, the Rambam Shita, and they were Machmir like both Shitas. And they said, you are a Ksil, you're doing something which is mutually exclusive, it doesn't make any sense. And they were Machmir them. Now, they sent to Rav Shmuel Ashkenazi, the author of the Sefer Yifei Toyar on the Medrash, and they asked him about what his view is about the Chayrim which they placed these Chasidei Tzvas, for the fact that they were Noeg Beis Shemites, like the Chumras of both Shitas. And he basically wrote in defense of these Chasidei Tzvas, and he says he felt it's inappropriate for them to have been placed in Chayrim. He says, number one, who says that if you are a Ksil, then that's good enough reason to be Machrim someone? Maybe they're allowed to act like they're Sichlus, like they're, you know, who's to say that's a reason to put them in Chayrim, number one. Number two, he says, it's only considered to be a Ksil, a Hoylech B'Choshech, if you do two opposing Chumras, someone who does it Midas Atzmai. But he says these Chasidim, they held that the Ikra Shita was like Rashi, as far as when the Shemitah year was, and so on. They held it was in the year Shin Mem. But the only reason why they were Noeg in Shin Mem Aleph also is because that was the Minhag HaMakom, and they felt compelled to also be, to go as per the local Minhag. But they felt the Shin Mem was the Shemitah year, and therefore, why would you put them in Chayrim? Another thing which he says is that the only time it's considered to be an act of a Ksil B'Choshech is if you really know what the Halacha is, and you still choose to be Machmir like a different Deya. But someone who is Machmir because you are genuinely Mesupik what the Psak Halacha is, that is not considered to be a minig of Ksilus. And he says, don't we have to say this? Because there's so many places and situations where we find that the Poskim are Machmir B'Makim Sofik just because we don't know how to Paskin. Even though very often we could say, oh, you know, those two Shitas are mutually exclusive, and, you know, why are you Machmir Lakan or Lakan? You know, I mean, there's, I don't know, the Shilas, the Gabi, when to bring in Shabbos and when to take out Shabbos. So many people are Machmir like the Goinim to bring Shabbos in by the first Shkia, but they take Shabbos out at Rabbeinu Tam, even though it might be mutually exclusive. Teretz is, to the extent that I genuinely have a Safik, that's not considered to be that I'm a Ksil. I would like to cover my bases and so on, and therefore that is permitted to do. And that is what the Yifei Toyar said in defense of those Chasidim. Good. Says the Gemara Vayit, Yosef Reb Yosef Kamei de Rav Huna Be Yosef Vika Amar. So what we're going to have over here is Rav Yosef is saying something over. Statement number one, he's going to say something over b'shem Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Statement number two, he's going to say something over b'shem Rav Yehuda. Now we know that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. Originally Rav Yosef said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav X. And then he said, Amar Rav Yehuda, but he didn't tell us if it was b'shem Rav or it was b'shem Shmuel. The Gemara is going to say that it must be that that second statement was b'shem Shmuel, because were it to be b'shem Rav, it would be a sira in Rav. To which Rav Yosef is going to say, okay, I'm not sure, but if you feel that my statement would be a sira in Rav, I'm happy for you to say that it was b'shem Shmuel. And the Gemara is going to say, actually, really, it could have been b'shem Rav, and there's a way to make it fit with Rav. That is going to be the structure of the rest of this daf. So it says the Gemara like this. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamei, the Rafuna, the Yosef, the Kamer, Amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar, Rav. Said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Machlekes. Remember, this going back to this Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Hananya. Again, what is the case? We have a Mavui, which is Mefulish. We have the Mavi, which is Mefulish, to Rosh HaRabbins. Tanakhama said, Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, and a Lechi Akur Mikan, whereas Hananya said, B'Shem Beis Hillel, you need a Deles Mikan, and a Lechi Mikan. So said Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Machlokes B'Sirati Mikan, B'Sirati Mikan, Ayei Rosh HaRabbim on both sides of the Mavoi, Uplati Mikan, Uplati Mikan, or another type of Rosh HaRabbim, a plaza on either side, which is a public area, which is also Rosh HaRabbim, like we saw in the Brayos on Shabbos and the Vav. That's when there's a machlokes, and that is where Hananya said b'shem Beis Hillel that you must have a delis. Whereas aval srati mikan ubikar mikan, but if one of the sides is a carmelis, a bikar mikan, a bikar mikan, or both sides are a carmelis, then Beis Hillel, Hananya b'shem Beis Hillel would agree to the Tanakhama. No problem whatsoever. Fragdi Gemara, what do you mean? Hashta strati mikan, vik mikan, mikan. If you see if one of the two sides has a Rosh HaRabbim, still your makel, obviously, bikamikan, mi boy. Do I need to mention if you have a kamalas on both sides, you can be makel? Says Gemara, you're right. You're right. I mean to say like this, if it's a strati mikan, ubika mikan, nasa kebika mikan, ubika mikan, then it is as if it is a bika mikan and a bika mikan, and we are entitled to be makel like the Tanakhama, to say that you just need a tzuras HaPesach on one side and a lechi on the other side. So again, what is the statement? Said Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, when does Hananya B'Shem Beis Hillel require a Delis if on both sides of the Mavoi there is a Rosh HaRabbim? But if on one of the two sides there is a Carmelis, and obviously if both sides is a Carmelis, then Hananya B'Shem Beis Hillel would agree to the Tanakhama that it's sufficient to have a Tzuras HaPesach Mikan and a Lechi Mikan. That is statement number one. That is statement number one of Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now, statement number two. Umisayim ba mishmei de Rav Yehuda. And now Rav Yosef said a second statement B'Shem Rav Yehuda. But he didn't say it was B'Shem Rav Shmuel. And he said, Imhaya mavoi kala l'rechava. Ein sarech klum. If the mavoi emptied out, spilled out into a rechava, then there's no requirement of anything. You don't need anything. So, I mean, let's take a look at this diagram over here. So again, what do we have over here? You've got your batim and your chatzeres, batim chatzeres, and you've got your mavui. You've got your mavui. So if the mavui spills out into a rechava, rechava is, just as we saw several times, it's an area outside of the batim. It's an area ma'achere habatim. It's not a place of dira. It's not like a chatzer, where we know that roiv tashmisha is done in the chatzer. This is a place of storage. This is a place where they keep wood. It's not a makam dira. So said statement number two.
Is it like a chatzer or a chatzer?
So I'm saying it's not like a chatzer insofar as it's not a makam dira. It's a place of storage. It's like a lot. It's just like an enclosure where they would store wood or other things. So says statement number two of Rav Yehuda, if the mavoi initially empties out into a rechava, then ein tzarech klum. You don't need anything. Take a look at Rashi. Three lines down in the wide lines. Says Rashi, ein tzarech klum. Lesakin oisa psicha shel tzad harachava, meaning you don't need anything at the side of the mavi which spills out into the rachava, into this lot. Ela reish hama foolish, loshes harabim, but rather on the other side, the side which spills out to the rishes harabim, tzarech lechi oikera, keteras mavi sasim, like a mavi sasim would need. And that is the case. So that is the case. So that is what Rav Yehuda said. Again, he wasn't Messiah if it was b'shem Rav, or if it was b'shem Shmuel. And therefore, what are we saying? Number one, we are saying that if you have a mavoi, and instead of spilling out into the Rishus Rabbim, it spills out initially into like a no man's land, into just an area which is used for storage, if it spills out into a rechava, it is no longer considered to be like a mavoi mefumish. That's one din. And the next thing we're saying is, it seems to be also noteworthy that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned if it opens out into a rechava. He didn't say if it opens out, if it opens into a chatzer. Because if it opens up into a chatzer, the implication is, we would be more machmir. We would require some type of a tikkun in the mavui, because being that a chatzer is a makam dira, it's a place where people live, the dira of the b'nei chatzer, and the fact that the b'nei chatzer have the right of passage, the drisus regel, in the mavui, that would compel and impose restrictions in the mavui. So it's meduyik. The statement was specifically because it's nifritz, because it empties out into the rechava. But lu yitzuyer, the mavi would be paritz into a chatzer, the bnei chatzer would after the bnei hamavi from being metalt on the mavi, unless they would do some eruv, they would do shitufim of voice, and that's the reason why Rebbe said specifically it's kala l'rechava. So let's just do that one more time inside. Umisayim ba mishmei the Rav Yehuda im hayamavi kala l'rachava ein zarechlom. So again, statement number one was Rav Yehuda Marav. Statement number two was Rav Yehuda. So Amalei Abaya said Abaya l'Rav Yosef, ha the Rav Yehuda de Shmuel hi. It must be that second statement which you're saying, it was Rav Yehuda b'shem his Rebbe Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav. It was a Talmud of Shmuel. It must be that this was a statement b'shem Shmuel. Why? The either Rav. Because if you'll say that it was Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav, Tasha the Rav of the Rav of Batarti, it's going to be a Sphere and Rav twofold. The Arm, Rabbi Yirmi of Rav, Amar Rav, because we have another statement of b'shem Rav. What is the statement? This next diagram, the Amar B'yemi Baraba Amar Rav, Mavoi Shenifritz Bimi Luyoy Lechatzer. The Nifritzer Chatzer Kenegdoi. Chatzimuteres umavoy asur. So again, looking at this diagram, so what do you have over here? You have, here is a mavoy. Again, you've got your chatzir over here, mavoy over here. The mavoy is nifrats bimiluyay. And this we've had and we've seen and we'll have many more times. Meaning, let's just kind of examine this diagram just because this type of concept comes up in so many places. Let's say I'm standing in the chatzir. I'm standing in the chatzir and I'm facing the mavoy. So the chatzir is not parutz bimiluyay at all. On either side, meaning I've got walls around the chatzir, I've got an opening, a gap, which allows me access into the Rosh Hashanah. I've got walls on the side of the chatzeres, which serve as the walls around the mavoy, and I have an opening to the mavoy. So it is by no means in any way considered to be paritz bimiluye, totally breached. Whereas imagine if I'm standing over here in this section of the mavoy, and I'm looking towards the chatzer. So I will, when I look down through the mavoy, it looks that this mavoy is paritz bimiluyoy, totally open, totally breached to the chatzer. In other words, there's no bits of wall which stick out, which stick and jut into the mavoy. It's totally paritz. It's totally paritz to the mavoy. So what did Ravada, Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba say b'shem Rav? If you have a mavoy which is nifritz bimiluyoy to the chatzer, and we said v'nifritz chatzer kenegdoy, and chatzer in turn is paritz to the rishus harabim. So we say the chatzer is permitted. You're allowed to be metalto, meaning even though the chatzer is open to the rishus harabim and to the mavoy, but neither one of the gaps, neither one of the openings is considered to be a pirtza. It's not a pirtza more than 10 amas. So yes, if I'm in the chatzer, I've got an opening here. That's not a pirtza. That's not 10 amas. There's a gap over here. That's not 10 amas. So there's no problem. There's no reason why the Bnei Chatzer are not able to be metalta. The fact that there's a Pesach over here into the Mavi and a Pesach into the Rosh Hashanah is fine. That is considered to be totally fine. Whereas the mavoy is asur, because the mavoy is asur, because the mavoy is mafulish, really to the Rosh Hashanah on both sides. I mean, the mavoy is mafulish to the Rosh Hashanah over here, and being that it's parts bimiluyay into the chatzer, and that now in turn is open to the Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be that the mavoy is asur. So,
you know, there are two openings here. One of them, the one which is going into the Rosh Hashanah, is much bigger than the one coming into the Nirim Vechutz. Yeah? Does it have to be like that? What happens?
Well, what do you mean when you say it's bigger?
I mean, the measurement, the opening is much bigger. It seems, I mean, unless it's my imagination, but it looks like that this one, when it goes into the Vechutz, and when the other one which goes into the Rosh Hashanah, it's much bigger, the opening.
Right, I don't know if it's necessarily drawn to scale, that's necessarily...
It doesn't have to be like that.
No, it doesn't have to be like that. So, let's take a look at one Rashi over here. Rashi says, Umavi Osir, says Rashi, Kosal Kedaita. We think at this stage, it's going to change in the Gemara tomorrow, but we say, Kosal Kedaita, we think, may the Nakit Venefetze Hotze Kenegdai, the Hotze... opposing it is parots mishum de mischazi kimavi mafolish. It appears to be like a mavi mafolish, and that's the reason why it's aser. That's the reason why aser lay. Vala mishum de nifritz lahatzer. We don't think the reason why this mavi is going to be aser betiltel is only because it's nifritz to the hatzer, but it's also because it's like when you're standing in the mavoy, it's kind of like wide open, directly right open to the Rosh Hashanah. That's what we think. V'Rav Yehuda midenaket rachava, from the very fact that Rav Yehuda said a rachava, ashmin and the mishum mefulish loy mitzar, the fact that it is mefulish, that's not a reason to necessarily answer. Uberachava lakadiyurin delitzru alei. In the Rechav, in the previous example, as we saw, there's no one living over here. Again, it's open to the Rishus Rabbim. There's no one living in the Rechav. Rechav aleka diurin delitzru alei. Avoy havi kala lechatzer asri alei. Had it been open to the chatzer, it would be asr. Ulekamon mefarish tamayu v'haynu the kasha the rav betarti. So this is the stira in rav, meaning imishum mefolish, imishum hanifritz lechatzer v'asri alei b'nei achatzer the nifritz hamavi b'miluyay l'rishus v'asur alei. So in other words, it seems to be that Rav said before that if the Mavi opens up into the Rechava, even though the Mavi appears to be mefulish to the Rishus Rabbim, nevertheless, you don't need any type of a tikkun, and the Mavi is mutter b'tilta. Even though if you're standing in the Mavi, it appears to be that it is mefulish and opens to a Rishus Rabbim, you can see straight through to the Rishus Rabbim, nevertheless, the Mavi is mutter b'tilta. We have a statement like this in this case, which is a similar statement, meaning the Mavoi, it doesn't border directly the Rishus HaRabim. There's another area in between the Mavoi and the Rishus HaRabim, and nevertheless we think the Mavoi is Osir. And we don't think it's because of the Bnei HaHotzer at this stage of the game. We think the reason why is because the Mavoi appears to be mefulish to the Rishus HaRabim. So says Abaya, we're going to have to learn this Memra. This Memra is a Memra of Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel in order that it should not be a stira in Rav. So let's just see this one more time. We said the either Rav Kash, the Rav Adar Abatarti, Dalma Birmi Ba'aba Amar Rav, Mavish Nefetz B'Mila Lachatzim Nefetz Lachatzim Kenegdei, Chatzim Uteris, and Mavi Asur, Pratikim Avamai, Lahavi Kamavi Shekala Lachava. Isn't this case, aren't these two cases very similar? A Mavoi, which is not directly bordering Rishus HaRabim, in case number one, the Mavoi is Mutter, case number two, the Mavoi is also not bordering this Rishus HaRabim, and we say that it is Aser. So that's what Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, to which he responded, and he said, Amar lei, ano lo yodana, I don't know. But over the Havi Bedera der Avasa, there was a case in Dera der Avasa, a kfar of Rayim, a kfar of shepherds, and it was a Mavi Shekala Rechava Hava. It was a Mavi which spilled out into a Rechava. Asa Likami der Rav Yehuda, Valeatzachi Valeimidi, he didn't require any tikkun. The Ikasha Mishmei der Rav, and if you are going to tell me that it would be a stira, to say this statement, Peshem Rav, okay, to have him Mishmei de Shmuel, Veleika Hashemidi, so let's say it's going according to Shmuel, and there will not be any stira. That's what the Gemara says. Let's just see one more line. It says the Gemara, Hashtera, so let's just review for 1 second. We had this statement where you have a Mavri. It doesn't border directly the Rishus HaRabim. There is this Rehava. We say there's no requirement of a Tikkun. Says Abaya, that must be B'Shem Shmuel, because we have another statement B'Shem Rav with a very similar type of structure, a Mavi which doesn't border Rishus HaRabim. It happens to be that there's a Chatzer, but at this stage we don't think that is the point of distinction, and nevertheless Rav says that the Mavi is Osir. So says Rabbi Yosef, okay, so you want to word it, you want to say that Rabbi Yosef said it B'Shem Shmuel, no problem. Says the Gemara, Hash to the Amalei Rav Sheishis Lev Shmuel Bar Abba V'Amila Rav Yosef Bar Abba Az Bara Lecha. He said, I will explain to you Rav, that which you said of Hashem Rav, Ad Kan She'irvu, Kan She'le'irvu. The case depends on whether or not an Eruv, Eruvi Hatzerus, was made between the Hatzer and the Mavui or not. Oh, if so, you see, it very much has to do with the fact that one is a chatzer. It's a makom dira. And because the chatzer is a makom dira, that is going to make restrictions in the mavui. The bnei chatzer have the right of passage in the mavui. And therefore, their drisus haregel, their ability to walk through the mavoi, can potentially cause problems for the mavoi, and therefore it's only in a case where they made eruv chatzeres and shetufim mavois that it's going to fix things up. So once we've said that is the nekuta over here, if so, I can say the rav of the rav nami lekasha can she eruv b'nei chatzim b'nei mavoi can she lo eruv, meaning to say the case of the rechava is tantamount, and we'll finish with this, the case of the Rehava is tantamount to a case of Irvu. Insofar, you have to look at it conceptually. A Rehava is not a place of Dira. If a Rehava is not a place of Dira, this place, the Rehava, in no way limits or restricts the Bnei Mavoi. So, for all intents and purposes, it's as if the makam of the mavoi is ma'uruv with the rechava. Because anyway, the rechava has no halachic significance vis-a-vis the mavoi. So it's as if you are ma'arev these two places, and therefore there's no problem. Whereas in this case, this is a chatzer. A chatzer, they have rights of passage. They can have drisus regel in the mavoi. And therefore, they will restrict, they will impose restrictions on the mavoi, and therefore, being that they were not ma'arev the two together, therefore the bnei mavoi are going to be restricted, they're going to be limited. And therefore, that's the reason why the mavoi is aser. So really, we don't have to say that this original case with the rechava was b'shem Shmuel. We can say that it was b'shem Rav, and it's not as clear to the case of the Chatzer, because the case of the Rehava is as if an Erev was made, whereas the case of the Chatzer is in a case where no Erev was made. That is the way the Gemara explains it. Tomorrow we'll see the Gemara is going to go back to the Havamina of how we originally thought, and we will see what the Gemara does with that.